This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sometimes what you got to do when you really want to know what's going on, especially in volatile times like these, is just get out and walk around. Step away from the computer and the TV and see what people are actually talking about. That's what our China correspondent Rob Schmitz did today. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Kai.
All right, so you've been out walking around today talking to people. Who'd you talk to and what'd you find out?
Well, the first place I visited is across the street from the bureau. It's a Sichuan restaurant, and I like spicy food, so I am a regular there. The place has kind of a weird story. 6 months ago, there was another Sichuan restaurant in the same spot, but it was shut down because, this is going to sound a little weird, it was shut down after it was reportedly discovered that the staff was lacing the dishes with opium poppy seeds.
Okay, but why?
Well, it's this old trick that they do in Sichuan so that the customers sort of get hooked to the merchandise.
Nice, nice. Very good. All right. What did you find once you got some non-opium-laced people talking?
Okay, so in its place is a new restaurant that is basically the same thing. It's a carbon copy of the old one, same menu, same cooks. It's like sort of like a pirated restaurant, except it does not have the opium. So I spoke to one of the cooks. His name is Gao Bin, and I asked him how business was. So he told me that business is really good, that each day at noon there's a line of customers right out the door. You've got good prices there, you've got good service, you've got good food, but most importantly, you've got a growing economy. We've seen the headlines this week about China's market crash, but what's missing here is some very important context. Despite the stock market, China's economy is continuing to grow at around 6 or 7%, faster than nearly every other economy in the world.
And that is growth that we here in the States would love to have.
Right.
All right. Who else is out there today when you were talking?
So around the corner from the Sichuan place is a row of fruit stands. Here you hear a shop owner selling mangoes, cantaloupe, you name it. So this guy's name is Wang Tao, and he's from Shandong province up north. He told me that business is better than it's ever been, and I asked him if he owns stocks.
No way. Where I'm from, people don't buy stocks. We don't understand it. We're not interested. And it doesn't seem stable.
Yeah, no kidding, doesn't seem stable. Come on, man.
So, you know, Wang's skepticism here of the stock market is pretty common. You know, less than 7% of urban Chinese actually own stocks. And that's a huge difference from the U.S., where around half of Americans own stocks. For us, stocks make up a lot of our household income, our retirement benefits. It's part of our lives. So when the stock market crashes in the U.S., we really feel the pain. But when China's market crashes, not a big deal for most Chinese. If you're Chinese and you have money, you usually invest it in property, sometimes wealth management products from a bank, or you just put it in the bank and deposit there. It's not typically in the stock market.
Did you meet anybody, though, who was in the market, Rob?
I did. I met one guy who claimed he owned stocks. He was shopping at Wang's fruit stand. His name is Qiu Zhongting. And he told me his wife bought some stocks a couple of years ago, but he really wasn't worried about those stocks.
Wait, he wasn't worried about the stocks?
No, he really wasn't worried about it. You know, number one, she put it in 2013 when it was actually still lower than it is now. But he also sort of called it, he said, he just basically called it play money. I mean, he was really more worried about the news this week that China's government was planning to invest part of the state pension fund into the stock market. You see, Cho is retired, and the only monthly salary that he gets is his $500 pension.
I'm scared. Us old people, we have to rely on our pensions. If they lose their value, we all suffer. People say China's economy will be good in the future, but those are just words. Who knows? A while ago, they told us the stock market would rise and keep on rising. In the end, it crashed.
And I think Cho's lack of trust in China's government and its financial system is pretty common, too. You know, people really don't care that much about what's going on in the stock market. But if the government starts putting their money into the stock market, that's when people will start to worry a little more.
Our man in Shanghai, Rob Schmitz, back from a day walking around Xinjialu. They're in Shanghai where the bureau is. Rob, thanks very much.
Thanks, Kai.